Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case takes first base on ball four. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Case goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Giuliani and he is out, Travis applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is walked intentionally. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to home to get Bloodworth. Giuliani moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Case takes first base on ball 4. Giuliani moves to third. Chase moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giuliani scores. Chase scores. Case moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Senators. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to third. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Giuliani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-1 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. West moves to third. Wright moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get West. Wright moves to third. Travis moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Giuliani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs who is chasing the ball. Giuliani reaches third base with a triple. Wright scores. Travis scores. Bloodworth goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Senators. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-2 in the game. Chase hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hogue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 7-1, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-3 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Travis reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Clift goes all the way around to score. Lobbs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Senators. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs moves to third. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Senators. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson bunts in front of the plate. Giuliani fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Giuliani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Giuliani moves to second. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-3 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lobbs moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 7-4, Senators. Hal Spindle pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle hits a line drive towards third. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn scores. Berardino moves to third. Hefner moves to second. It's 7-5, Senators. Pete Appleton now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.